Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoyed this message. For more information about this podcast or other ways to connect, please visit asburyfirst.org.
So, here we are. It's a pretty exciting day. We know that already. But can you imagine going to the tomb on the first day, the first time? We don't know what happened. We don't understand what's going on. We have no idea. And Mary comes first. And the stone is rolled away, and the tomb is empty. And what does she do? She runs home to tell her friends and family. She runs back to the disciples and says to them that this unbelievable, mysterious, I don't understand what it is moment has happened in her life. And that causes, of course, Peter and probably John, but it's an unnamed person in the scripture today, runs to the tomb, and they actually enter. It's empty. The scripture says to us today that John, the other disciple, believes. We're going to get to that in a minute. And then they leave. And they go back home and tell their friends and family and the other disciples. And that leaves Mary in the garden again. And she has this wonderful experience with the gardener until he calls her by name. And then she realizes it's Jesus. He's right there. She didn't recognize him, but all of a sudden he's there. And I'm telling you, she's feeling great about this. This is the best thing that's happened to her. At first, she was kind of caught in the quandary of what does this mean? But now, here he is. He's alive. Well, I would offer three things we can learn from that. One, Mary came to the empty tomb like we have come to this empty tomb today. And when she experiences the emptiness of the tomb, that is, that life has sprung out, she goes and tells her friends. Next week, this congregation, this sanctuary should be full because we have gone home today to tell our friends and family that the tomb is empty, that life has sprung forth. A few years ago, we had a bishop, Marcus Matthews. He used to say to us, that it should be easy to go tell the story of Jesus. It should be easy to go invite somebody to church. It should be easy to tell them to come and join us in a Bible study or a spiritual growth group. It should be easy. Why, he said? Because the first people we should go see and talk to are the people we already know, our family, our friends, our neighbors, the people we work with, the people who already know we have a relationship with Jesus. That should make it easy for us to ask her or to offer that invitation. Well, that's a good word for us, that we are to go from here offering that word of invitation, that word of, I know you won't be able to believe this, but if you come and see, you would see. Well, that's what happens to John when he gets to the tomb. He doesn't see anything, but he sits in there a minute like we should come here. Maybe sometimes in silence, maybe sometimes in Bible study, maybe sometimes in a prayer group or in a serving in our community outreach center, somehow being here enough so that suddenly, we get it. A little more of it, not all of it, a little more of it. We begin to believe more. We begin to see more. And then, it would be great if we came back like Mary does. She comes back. She hasn't had quite enough yet. She's still not sure. She comes back and there he is. She meets Jesus. She sees him. And then, just like the disciples and just like she did the first time, she goes out with a little bit more belief, with a little bit more something to say to people in the invitation, oh, come and meet Jesus with me. Every church, Asbury First Church, our community outreach center, everywhere else we practice our lives on a daily basis, should be a place where we are having the opportunity to grow, to learn, to grow, to seek, to come to know a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. We are encouraged to share good news of Jesus, being one with God, making new life possible for all, making God known for everybody. God's love is opened up for all by Jesus' life, death, resurrection. It is for the whole community. You see, these people went to their family, their friends. They went home. They told the story. It's for everybody. And as we get to thinking about that, as we get to contemplating that, we get to realize that, like Peter says later on in life, I am learning that God doesn't show partiality to one group of people over another. We too are learning in the light of the empty tomb that there are many people who have been excluded, oppressed, discriminated against, and basically left out of our society and even out of the church. Who, these same people, are, in Peter's words, acceptable to God, and who should therefore be acceptable to us. We might have missed these sisters and brothers before we reached the empty tomb. We might have overlooked these neighbors until now. But now we understand that all folks, even those whom we previously ignored or thought less of, are part of God's family. It takes a while to get to there. It takes a while to sit in the tomb like the disciple does until we begin to see or believe or experience, or until Mary goes back and we actually meet Jesus. But now we understand that these folks, even though we have previously ignored or thought less of them, are part of God's family. They are children of God just like us. And they are peering into the empty tomb just like we are. And they are wondering just like we are, what does this mean? It means that God loves the world so much that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that even though Jesus was equal with God, he didn't expect to be honored like that. He chose the humble path of a servant. He chose to become like us and live life like we live life, so that we could see a little bit about how God loves us and hopes that we'll live our lives. It means that Jesus loved God and neighbor. Jesus lived fully. Jesus served all. Jesus repeated that every day of his life. So, God loves us. God loves us so much that the tomb is empty. Life has sprung forth. Jesus leaves death behind. We meet Jesus. We come to an understanding that is not just for us, but it's for everybody, and that everybody is part of God's family. So we love God and our neighbors. And then we live fully. To live like Jesus lived, to experience life to its fullest, to anticipate eclipse and dawning understandings, to appreciate the whole created creative order and fresh air and wonder, to appreciate the taste, the smells, the differences of everyday living, and how God teaches us in that to live fully. This morning when we get up and leave the empty tomb, we leave to serve all. This is part of living fully, and it includes the Asbury First United Methodist Church's Community Outreach Center. It includes the Dining and Caring Center. It includes the Storehouse Ministry. It includes our work with Habitat for Humanity. It includes the School Number 17. It includes being supportive of all of our neighbors in all places, offering healing, wholeness, and health, wellness for all, being kind like Jesus to everybody. This morning when we get up to leave the empty tomb, we get up to repeat this over and over again, because this is actually the life that Jesus hoped we would live, the Christian life, loving God and neighbors, living fully, serving all, and doing it again tomorrow or later on this afternoon. Let's not put it off. Let's start right away. In other words, not to grow weary in doing more good. Always striving to follow Jesus, living like Jesus, being aware of the presence of God all the time. And why? Why love God and neighbor? Why live fully? Why serve all? And why repeat? Because God loves us so much that Jesus, the Word of life, life itself, leaves the tomb and death behind and springs forth for us to somehow see, to somehow experience, to somehow think about, to somehow meditate about, to somehow meet. Because the love of God is the reason for life, for resurrection, for grace, for forgiveness, for spring, for new life, and for every moment of delight and joy. God loves. Happy day. Happy Easter. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Asbury First Weekly Sermon. If you enjoyed this message, please visit asburyfirst.org and learn more about our mission to love God and neighbor, live fully, serve all, repeat.